Sunia, l'actualitat del MACBA. Tardor, Kate Cunningham. El Sunia parla amb Margaret Langtang, pianista, col·laboradora de John Cage i la principal intèrpret mundial del piano de joguina.
The toy piano, it's a wonderful thing because with the toy piano there are no rules. The rules haven't been made yet. So the sky's the limit.
El seu primer piano de joguina.
It was not easy in 1993 to find a toy piano anymore because it was not so popular with young people. Children were now playing electronic toys, piano, toy keyboards. But I found a beautiful, beautiful old style, two-octave, upright, not grand, but upright toy piano for $45 in a thrift shop, you know, second-hand shop.
El descobriment del piano de joguina.
And the reason I discovered the toy piano was because of John Cage. John Cage, in 1948, had written his suite for toy piano, wonderful little piece, and he made it as a dance for Merce Cunningham at Black Mountain College. So after John Cage died in 1992, I was asked by Lincoln Center in New York to make a memorial concert for John Cage 1 year later, in 1993. So I wanted to play many, many different works of John Cage that would show John Cage and all his versatility and great creativity.
El debut, el 1993. Un concert amb cinc tipus de piano.
I decided to include works for all the different kinds of pianos he wrote, for five kinds of pianos. John Cage wrote for normal piano, prepared piano, for string piano, which means playing directly on the piano strings, as in The Name of the Holocaust, which I played at the concert here at MACBA. And then a later innovation that he liked to use for the piano was bowed piano, where you would bow the strings of the piano with fishing line and make an extraordinary sound. And the fifth kind of piano is a toy piano. So I made a concert using all the five different kinds of pianos John Cage wrote for.
El piano preparat de John Cage.
The prepared piano is an invention of John Cage, where he inserted objects between the strings of the grand piano, such as rubber, bolts, screws, plastic, felt, and this would completely transform the sound of the piano and make it a new instrument. And this is what he called the prepared piano. He wanted to invent a percussion orchestra under the control of a single player.
El funcionament del piano de joguina.
It's a very simple instrument, really. It's a percussion instrument. It's really it's like a glockenspiel or xylophone, you know, pretending to be a piano. It's a repackaged glockenspiel pretending to be a piano, because all it is metal rods that are tuned, and these are inside the body, the case of the piano, the cabinet of the piano, and the piano keys are connected to little plastic hammers, and the plastic hammers hit these metal rods. So it goes ding, 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 ding. That's all there is to a toy piano. Very simple mechanism. But it takes a lot of practice to control it, to be able to make subtleties of dynamics loud and soft within its limited range, to make different kinds of attacks. It takes a lot of control, a lot of practice. If you want to be serious about playing toys, you have to dedicate yourself to them as seriously as you would dedicate yourself to a real instrument.
Interès per compositors dissidents.
I am interested in what I call the maverick composers, the American maverick tradition, which sounds like a contradiction, the American maverick tradition, the composers who are not part of the academic international style. I'm not so interested in the European music because it's too serious for me. I like music that breaks the rules, that goes beyond one's expectations. And I find this is very possible in America.
Influència d'altres compositors. George Crumb.
with the older composers, I am interested in in the music of George Crumb, a wonderful American composer who just turned 80 this past weekend, and who I've also devoted my energies to a great deal. I play his Macrocosmos, wonderful monumental cycles, Macrocosmos 1 and 2 for piano. They are each a cycle of 12 fantasy pieces after the Zodiac, and all these wonderful explorations he has of playing on the strings in different ways, of applying objects to the strings. He makes the most magical universe of sound. So to me, George Crumb and John Cage are two of my favorite composers. George Crumb's Macrocosmos are to me like the sonatas and interludes. Together they form two of the great pinnacles of the avant-garde piano of the 20th century.
Henry Cowell.
And the third composer that I dedicate myself to very much to is John Cage's teacher, Henry Cowell, who first invented the idea of playing on the piano strings, which it made it possible for John Cage to then invent the prepared piano. If Henry Cowell had not first created the string piano where you play directly on the piano strings, John Cage maybe would not have come up so quickly with the idea of the prepared piano. And so, therefore, I am dedicated to the music of the three C's, Cage, Cowell, and Crumb.
Interès per John Cage.
In 1981, I was exploring music for the piano by Western composers who had been influenced by Asian aesthetics, Asian culture, Asian music, Asian philosophies, and how it affected their composition. So, of course, I included John Cage.
Trobada amb John Cage.
At that time, I had a friend who was staying with me. She was a dancer from Malaysia, a classical, traditional dancer. Her name was Marianne de Cruz. And Marianne started dancing to John Cage's prepared piano music. And as I was practicing it, so we made up what I call the song and dance act together, you know. And we thought, oh, John Cage should see this. I didn't know he was so famous at that time, you know. If I had known he was so famous, I wouldn't have had the courage to telephone him and say, can you come and see us? But, you know, so I did. So I called him up, and he actually came to see us perform. And he loved us. He loved us so much that he wrote us a poem which he calls Masostic, which a Masostic is a poem where he dedicates a poem to somebody and he puts their name down the center. And then he writes the poem across. See? So he wrote us a poem on our names.
Primer concert amb John Cage.
1982 was his 70th birthday, and there was a big celebration in New York. There was a 12-hour wall-to-wall John Cage 12-hour concert of John Cage's music, and he asked me to open it with him, where I would perform his different pieces for prepared piano, and when I was changing the preparations for the different pieces, he would read from his writings to the audience. So we spent the first 45 minutes of the John Cage wall-to-wall celebration, marathon celebration, in this way. And that really was the beginning of my long friendship and relationship with John Cage.
La principal aportació de John Cage a la creació musical.
So many people know the name John Cage, but not everybody knows the music of John Cage, and that is a great pity, because his music is so rich. There is so much variety. It is so creative that what he has done is freed. First of all, I would say the most important thing he has done is that he has freed American artists from the great weight of the European classical music tradition, and given not only American artists, but all artists, the confidence and freedom to be themselves.
Pervivència de l'esperit de John Cage.
He has broken down the boundaries between different disciplines, and saying boundaries don't exist between the arts. And therefore, he has made it possible for multimedia to exist today. Okay? He has made it possible for noise to be part of music, to incorporate silence and noise as part of a musical listening experience. That's why you can have rock, heavy metal today, techno. You wouldn't be having all these things without John Cage. So there is so much that the world owes to John Cage without even knowing about it, without even knowing his name, people, but the experiences they are having in their everyday lives, whether it's through music, through cult, through art, through dance, or through anything, there is a great deal that can be attributed to John Cage so that people are not even aware of his influence. It is so far-reaching.
Magba.cat.